Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tea Spill with Tony. I wanted to record this earlier, but for some reason I'm just, you know, I get lazy, like always. Like, there's no fucking surprises anymore. I always record my podcasts really early in the morning. I mean, right now it's 4 a.m. on the dot, and I mean, this is just how I operate. I'm such a night owl. I am like all those little creatures that come alive in the nighttime. totally reminded me of Drake in Rihanna's What's My Name song. Anyways, there's not really much to, I guess, spill on regarding YouTubers and, you know, all that tea. So this episode's going to be a combination of a whole lot of topics because, I mean, Carmageddon is still alive and well. We're all wondering, where the fuck is Jeffrey? Like, he's being, like, weirdly quiet. You know, we all know that he just bursts from the flames of hell anytime he gets angry and starts, you know, calling out people and dragging them to filth. And he's not doing that right now, which we're all like, hello, question mark, where, what the fuck is going on? So, you know, I saw that James Charles was approached by this paparazzi. Honestly, all these paparazzi people. What bugs me is that people in the comments are like, oh my gosh, they need to get out of his face and give him some space and, you know, let him breathe. He's a person. He's just like us, you know, get out of his face. And so it annoys me because everyone in the comments is saying that, they're all watching the fucking video. It's like the video would not be there if the paparazzi wasn't there to fucking film it. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you stupid? So, I didn't see the full video about what James Charles said, but apparently he, like, alluded. Here I go again with my big ass words. So he said something along the lines of, like, I guess subtle shade towards the situation with Jeffrey and Shane and Tati. But I don't know. He was just, James Charles was like more concerned about how he looked in the video, saying that it was a hot ass day. His mask was falling like up and down. Someone in the comments is like, oof, that mask literally is falling down because even the mask wants James Charles to spill the tea. And I thought that was funny. And it was like James Charles wearing like sweats and a hoodie. And it was him waiting for some food from a food truck. Nothing scandalous, nothing special, nothing, you know, super important to report on. So, whatever. I'm more concerned about the fact that people are still trying to drag Tati for her video. It's like, you all need to make up your fucking minds. Even James Charles has, like, forgiven her for what she did. Was it a crazy situation to be put into? Yeah. Like, it was in fucking sane. To have that level of success that James has and to have the internet just like harp on you. Again, my words. It's like, we can't imagine it because only James Charles knows what that was like. And I think that it shows a lot of maturity on James Charles's part to forgive Tati and to move forward. And I'm happy that, you know, that they were able to get to that point because they were close before any of this happened. And truly, people need to just focus on the fact that Shane and Jeffrey were being evil ass bitches. Like, they were just like literally in the shadows planning this shit. It was ridiculous. Like, I can't. It annoys me so much that Jeffrey is just like completely like, oh, my hands, my little white hands are clean as a fucking whistle. And it's like, no. That's no, you're anything but clean. You are filthy. You are a disgrace. Like, just fucking own it. Like, what else? You can't hide from anything else. There's no one's gonna back you up. Like, you lost pretty much all your friends. These people were users, but they're like, there's no one else in your corner. Like, your grandma, who we are like, where is she? Like, we're still wondering where the fuck is grandma. So that's, this is just, I don't know what the next turn is on Jeffrey's part. Like, is he also getting lawyered up? Is he planning this hour, 2 hour fucking, I don't know how long video? Like, who knows? Like, is he gonna make a video like James Charles that's like, I don't know, 40 something, 50 something minutes long and really bring the receipts? Like, this is just a whole ass mess. And I don't know. Like, the drama channels are, they're not like updating much. But yeah, I'll throughout the podcast, if I remember anything, I'll bring it up. But like, literally, there is nothing new. It just annoys me that Tati is like being dragged, and Shane is like, he's still being dragged, and rightfully so. Luckily they're talking more about Tati, no, more about Shane than Tati. But ooh, something that I did want to bring up about Shane is that there was this girl, her name is Bree Esrig, and I remember that she was in those Hang with Shane vlogs. And I feel like she, if I remember correctly, she dated Steve Green, the guy that was in the video with Shane, where Shane made that joke about Trayvon Martin. And yeah, like I said, I feel like Bree and Steve dated at the time. If Shane still has those vlogs, you can go, I mean, you shouldn't watch them. But if they're there, they're there, and kind of proves my point. But she tweeted some stuff. And you know what? Let me just go to her Twitter and read what those tweets exactly said. Let's see. Bree Esrig. Because she kind of went off. And it was, it was crazy. Okay, Brie, where are they? Where are the damn tweets? Honey buns, honey bunny. Oh, and I said this in my last podcast. If you guys want to follow and interact with me on Twitter, it is at tspilltony. It'll be in the description of the podcast, so check it out. Ooh, and she also mentioned Quadir, which I also mentioned on the podcast. All these people who are no longer relevant on Shane's channel. Like, I totally remember all these people. There was another girl who did food videos. I forgot her name. She was blonde and she was also kind of popular, but, oh, and Shauna. Oh, God, these people. Brie is, like, really spilling the tea. Wow. Y'all need to see this Twitter because I don't know if I'm going to read everything. Oh my gosh, I am in the most uncomfortable position to be recording a podcast. And I don't want this to scratch the mic. So, okay, by the way, that video on Twitter of Viola Davis comparing her, not comparing herself, but like calling out the fact that they said that she was the Black Meryl Streep or whatever. Viola, go off, honey. You do that. She is incredible. Like, her on How to Get Away with Murder, fucking love her. She's fucking amazing. Fantastic actress. So, okay. Let's see. Brie says, what does she say? Okay. Is this really what she wrote? Yes. So she starts off, and I'm just going to read some pieces from her statement. It's titled, Let's Talk About Racism in the YouTube Community. She says, let me begin by saying this. I was part of an extremely toxic friend group from 2010 to 2012. The leader of said friend group, let's call him Plain Pawson. That's how he likes to publicly talk shit about people, so it's fitting. Was, and I'm assuming still is, an actual monster. I could speak about my own experiences and mistreatment, but the world doesn't need any more white tears right now. Oh my gosh. By the way, Brie is white, so I am living for this drag. She continues, this is about his flagrant racism and disregard for Black people as well as other people of color. I witnessed him ruin the lives and reputations of two of our Black friends. Yikes, she is going off. Oh my gosh. Okay. He literally ran my friend at the same time, Quadir Howard, out of town and said so many nasty and horrifically racist things about him and countless others. And whenever he was called out about it, would quickly blame his childhood trauma as to why he was the way he was. I left the group shortly after the abuse of Quadir, not soon enough, unfortunately, and I'm deeply ashamed to have been part of a friendship that hurt so many people that I deeply cared for. Oh my gosh. Brie, whatever else you wrote, I'm pretty sure I'm going to agree with what you said. Whoa, honey. Whoa. That is some fucking tea. By the way, later on in the podcast, we're going to get into all the Karens. This is officially now, and I'm coining it, Karen-geddon. These bitches are fucking crazy. Anyways. Oh, should I just... Okay, so something went wrong with the audio, and hopefully when I piece the segments together, it'll all... work out well and not be all choppy. So anyways, as I was saying, I was talking about Brie and her tweets. Okay, let's see what else she said. I might as well just read the entire thing, honestly. Okay. She says, the way abusers like Shane work is they treat you like you are two, like you two are best friends to your face, like you're the most special person on earth. And the second you turn around, tell everybody how awful and horrible you are. The constant shit talking about everyone, especially his friends, and the lies led me to believe that he wanted to get help, get better, and ultimately, I thought I might be able to help change him for the better. My constant call-outs were frequently met with, wow, you really can't take a joke, and my audience loves this, and they're mostly people of color. I'd like to take this moment to apologize to Qadir, who was entirely right about the fact that I was not the best ally at the time. I knew this behavior was wrong, but still gave Shane the benefit of the doubt because he was one of my best friends. My silence at the time was complicitly, and I take full responsibility for that. I was too afraid to publicly speak out due to my deep depression, but I did tell everybody who we both knew privately about this behavior. Ooh, Brie, honey. Okay, let's see. Even though almost everybody took his side at the time, I'm confident it was because he was manipulating them like he did me. I'm not giving everyone in the group the benefit of the doubt, though. Many continued to embolden his behavior knowing how much he hurt certain people. He even made a video lying about why our friendship ended, and I was bullied, doxxed, and received many death threats and rape threats from his fans. I was the one who ended the friendship due to the toxicity of the group. I didn't like who I was at all. I said many horrible things about many people at the time, and I still feel terrible about that. I haven't spoken to anybody from that group in 8 years and have done so much anti-bullying work, have unlearned so many toxic traits, and am still learning how to be a better ally to Black people. Every day, every time Shane's name trends on Twitter, I get deeply triggered, but it's high time I put my own fears aside to be the best ally I can truly be. Okay, this is the end of that part. Someone mentioned either in the comments or I think here on Twitter that something happened. I don't know if Brie herself has been in any scandals, but from what I remember, someone tweeted at her saying that, oh no, people stopped caring about you because of some other stuff you did, not because of your affiliation with Shane. I don't know, but from what I remember, Brie doesn't really have a major scandal. Like, I feel like, as a viewer, I thought that maybe Shane just got tired of her and brought a new friend group along, because he still does that now. But yeah. Okay, this is the last part of her statement. Shane Dawson is a racist, manipulative abuser and doesn't deserve the level of success and power he took by using people of color, especially Black people, for his videos. I'm embarrassed I ever participated in any of his videos where he portrayed a racist character. Let's call her Shanina, which we all know is Shanina. I knew it was wrong, but I put my own dreams and ambitions first, and I sincerely apologize for participating in any project that contributed to mocking any person of color. I have and will continue to do better, and I am not asking for anyone's forgiveness. I was part of the problem at the time, 100%. I am truly sorry. If you know him and you're still defending him, just know that he doesn't respect you and has talked a massive amount of shit about you behind your back like he does everybody. If you don't know him but are still defending him, I implore you to take a moment to consider all the other creators out there who are not racist and are incredible people. Thanks for hearing me out. I know there are three sides to every story, mine, his, and the truth, but I beg you to take a look at the full picture. Believe anyone who comes forward as a victim, and even consider how many times he has apologized over the years, but then continued on with the same behavior. Oh my gosh, Brie, you wrote a fucking essay and I'm tired of reading. Thankfully, that's the last part of her statement. And she posted this 2 days ago, so it's fresh. Wow. I mean, I fucking believe her. I mean, I fucking believe her because she actually knew and was friends with Shane and appeared in his videos, who else are you going to believe? I believe the people that actually know these people. I mean, especially statements like this. Like, this doesn't seem to me like, oh, I'm just doing this for attention. No, 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 no. I mean, I feel that if someone does you wrong and you have the opportunity and the chance to tell your side and kind of add on to the takedown of someone when they finally fucking deserve it, I'm gonna take that chance. She took that chance, and good for fucking her. I'm not gonna be fake and say that, what Shane did at the time when I used to watch his videos, I was just as offended or annoyed at him back then. No, I liked his content. I liked the stuff that he was posting. And at the time, it didn't seem so racist. I mean, at the time, and I'm sure this applies to a lot of people, I don't want to say we encouraged it, but we didn't, I guess we weren't as woke back then. But it's like the difference in the climate of politics has changed. The direction of recent events causes the conversation to change. It's just that ever since Shane started to become more friendly and chummy with Jeffrey, that gave me a major side eye. I mean, people are, you could think that, oh, Tony, but Tati did the same thing. But Tati opened her fucking eyes. And Shane was just looking at the dollar signs, looking at the opportunity for more viewers, more fame, more money. Releasing a palette with Jeffrey is going to give him pretty much all of that. Filming with Jeffrey is going to give him pretty much all of that. It's like, this is not surprising. I mean, once you reach a level of success, you want to keep going higher. You don't want to go back. I mean, do you think Shane wants to go back to living at his mom's house and being like everybody else? No, he wants to continue living his life as a fucking famous face on YouTube. This is just such a mess, but Shane, you fucking deserve it. I mean, finally. And Jeffrey, although Jeffrey hasn't been on YouTube as long as Shane, I feel like Jeffrey is worse or just as bad as Shane. I mean, I don't think Shane is evil. I think Jeffrey is evil. But I think Shane, we've just been enabling this behavior for too long and accepting it as just like, oh, it's funny, it's humor, it's this, it's that. But then you like dig deep and you're like, why is he so fucking catty at some of these people? Like, I've said it here on my podcast in previous episodes that Shane gets pissy at times on his podcast. He did Shane and Friends with Lauren, and then when Lauren got a different job with a different person, a different internet personality, he got all pissy, like, I don't know. Y'all need to just go listen to that episode. I haven't listened to it in so long, but it might be on YouTube, so. Okay, let's see what else Bree says on Twitter. Okay, let's see. She responded to someone saying, "That's true. Quadir lived with him and his family." Yup, that is true, Brie. I remember that. That Quadir did live with Shane at his house. And I think even Shane was like pissing about that on his podcast, saying that he had too many people living with him and supporting them. I don't know. But she says, "That's true. Quadir lived with him and his family." And then when Shane was done with him, after Quadir said he didn't want to participate in his videos, he kicked him out on the street. And my boyfriend and I at the time invited him to crash with us. Yikes. Okay, let's see what else. By the way, if you're listening right now, go and leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It takes a fucking second. Write something out. I would appreciate it, but if not, give me the 5 stars. And yep. So Brie says, okay, she doesn't say much after that. I told y'all this is a slow morning. There isn't much to talk about. Where are we with time? 13 minutes. Okay. I need to double check that this is gonna post correctly because I don't want it to get all chopped up and then you guys can't listen to the podcast correctly. Okay, so some of the comments regarding that video of James Charles at the food truck, they said that, "Wow, I don't even like James, but he's really handling this like a boss. Jeffrey and Shane could learn a thing or two." Yes, they can. Honestly, Shane going off on his stupid Instagram live, he looked like a damn fool, a damn mess, a whole ass mess. And Jeffrey looks like a little pussy ass bitch. Like, where is your statement? Where are your receipts? Where are your receipts? Where are they? Suddenly, I turn into a Bravo fucking reunion. Okay. Muggsy says, "No, she didn't need James by her side. She had to make this video alone. If James had decided to forgive her and they are indeed friends again, there's no reason anyone else should have a problem with it." So true. So true. And I think it's very respectful that James, I guess, offered to film the video with her. It's like such a sense of unity, and like it would have been like way more dramatic and I guess powerful to film together, because it would be like Tati and James like taking down Shane and Jeffrey like at the same time, being like, "We're a duo and y'all bitches are being messy and we're about to destroy you." That would have been epic. Let's just address that. Who Green says, "And now the last one to speak is Jeffree Star, and he will keep quiet, then drag everyone." He'll drag everyone. But are we really going to believe it? Because it's awfully quiet in the Star house. Like, it's awfully fucking silent. Like, I don't know if Jeffrey's at a KKK meeting or if he is off wearing his white hood around West Hollywood, but something's up. Like, we need to do a hashtag, where's Jeffrey? And if y'all are in LA, fucking, you know, start recording, because we need to get the tea. Like, Jeffrey, you can't be that quiet. You gotta spill. Maybe one more comment, and then we'll talk about the Karens. Because I saw a post just now that's trending on Twitter, and I am pissed. Let's see. Sure. Okay. I swear, I hope this podcast episode isn't, like, super repetitive, but I just really wanted to post something. Because y'all are liking the podcast, and I know the coronavirus is just, you know, keeping us indoors more than huge. I'm like fucking what? 14? The huge. I'll have the fucking huge. But yeah, hopefully y'all are just living for the tea from me, Tony. So I'm trying to find a good comment. Monroe says, Shane Dawson is canceled for so many reasons other than this. If James doesn't care about a grown woman almost destroying his career, then why should I care? Yeah, I guess that's the attitude to have. But let's, you know, acknowledge the fact that Jeffrey is also a grown-ass man that tried to destroy James's career just as much. So let's not ignore that, because Jeffrey is literally trash. Okay, what else can I talk about in this fucking podcast? I'm not even sure. I was gonna go on this little, I guess, rant about Emma Chamberlain, but I might save that for later on in another episode, because I find her really interesting, but, like, not that much, because she's pretty basic. I'm just more interested in how fucking famous she got. And how fucking, like, relevant she's been. It's, like, so mind-fucking-blowing, because it's, like, she's not anything, like, that special. Like, it sounds like I'm being pissy, and I am, but I'm, like, sensing a whole lot of privilege there. Like, even she should address it. Like, if she's that real and that relatable and that down-to-earth, girl, the privilege of it all. Like, fucking acknowledge it. Be like, if I wasn't white, I'm pretty sure none of this would have ever happened for me. I'm just saying. Okay, I need to stop, because I just said that I wasn't gonna get into this. And I am. Okay, so. Wow, I did not expect for me to be, like, that honest. Okay, so, where are we with the time? 20 minutes. Okay, I'm trying to remember what the time was on the other part that I recorded. I think it might have been 20 minutes also. So, the Karens, the fucking Karens. Let me just get the blanket on my feet, because my feet are fucking freezing. Like, y'all are probably, you know, ready for bed and listening to Tea Spill with Tony and thinking, like, let me just get cozy for a minute, for a second. And just listen to the tea spill. So the whole Karen-geddon is just, it's taken over. And it's really frustrating and blood-boiling to watch because these bitches are so fucking insane. Like, it's like they had all this racist energy just, like, bottled inside of them. And they had, like, the best two-faced appearance about them. Because where was this fucking energy back in January? It's like, and now, with the Black Lives Matter, they're fucking pissed. And it's so sick and nasty to see someone act that fucking openly racist. Anyways, what's trending on Twitter is this guy in Carmel at a fucking restaurant. I want to know which restaurant that is so I can applaud the female staff employee who basically was like, get the fuck out of the restaurant, stop acting like that. This Asian family are valued customers. Like, oh my gosh, yes, honey, give that woman a fucking raise. Honestly, pay her double her fucking salary. She fucking deserves it. So anyways, this man is sitting by himself at a table at a restaurant in Carmel, and he starts going off on this Asian family saying that y'all Asians need to go back to where you fucking came from, Trump's gonna fuck you, and blah, 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 blah. It's on Twitter. It's like a short, I don't know, 30, 40 second video, and it, like, let me just say, Carmel is basically in Monterey County, which is where I reside in. So I've been to Carmel so many fucking times. It's full of snobby white people who have money, because I can't imagine it being cheap over there. It's basically a coastal community, and it's like, I feel like that guy in the video, and I said this on Twitter, I feel like he's a tourist, because there's a lot of people who travel to Monterey County to go to Big Sur, to go to Carmel, to go to Monterey, to go to blah, 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 Pacific Grove. And, I feel like that guy might have been a tourist because he had an accent, which is hilarious because you're telling people to go back to where they came from. And I'm like, where is that fucking accent from, bitch? Go back to that country where your fucking accent's from. Stop being a fucking asshole so openly like that. Like, didn't your fucking mom teach you better? So, like, really just makes me sick to see someone that fucking stupid. It's like, do y'all have any intelligence to not be racist? Like, what went wrong in your development and your life for you to fucking act like that? You look like a fucking clown. And put your fucking mask on. Like, it's not that big of a deal. If putting on a fucking mask is the biggest issue in your life, you have a fucking good life. Like, put it on and shut the hell up. Like, honestly, no shoes, no shirt, no service. Well, guess what? No fucking mask, no fucking service. Get the fuck out if you're not going to put the fucking mask on. Honestly, these people are fucking nuts. So anyways, I saw that video, the Carmel video, and I'm like, why is Carmel trending? Like, what the fuck happened in Carmel? Like, honestly, every time, like, Twitter has now given me, like, I guess, somewhat of a buzz, because I'm like, these trends, I'm always, like, guessing. Before I click on it, I'm like, what the fuck, why is this trending? And what happened? Like, And I start guessing, and I see Carmel. I'm like, whoa, what? What the fuck happened? Honestly, of course it would have happened in Carmel. Of course, like, probably the whitest part of Monterey County is Carmel. Carmel, Pebble Beach, and Big Sur, and, like, kind of Monterey. Yeah. So, we are living in such a weird fucking time. Like, first the coronavirus, then the George Floyd Black Lives Matter movement, and then all these fucking racists that suddenly start getting super pissy. I saw this video of this woman painting over the Black Lives Matter pavement lettering, I think, in DC. And she was like, what's hilarious is that you're painting over it with black paint, which is kind of like, I guess, maybe ironic. Like, I don't know. She looked like a mess. And honestly, the men in the fucking videos of these Karens going fucking nuts are just as big a fucking clowns. So you have all these old childish white men, basically aging from grandpas who need to sit the fuck down in their recliner to young guys who are basically ex-rejected, inbred frat boys. It's like, y'all look like fucking idiots. Shut your fucking women up. Stop being fucking racist. Like, I don't know. It just baffles me. Baffles me that you're this concerned about someone's skin color. Like, it annoys me just as much as someone who's homophobic, because these people have no effect of your fucking life, and you care this much, and you're that hateful. And what's hilarious is that these people are probably, like, honest churchgoers who just want respect. I'm like, bitch, in order to get respect, you need to fucking act respectful. And you think God likes this behavior? Heck no. He's laughing at you. He's laughing at your stupid actions. Like, y'all are fucking ridiculous. Y'all are like, they're like the first people to, like, rearrange the Bible just so it serves their narrative. It is so nasty. It's so fucking nasty. It is gross. Grotesque. And I've been on Twitter just looking at all the Karen videos, and it's like, first of all, it was like this one guy going off on, like, this Hispanic family for selling corn on the cob, and he himself looks fucking Hispanic. I'm like, I think the hashtag was Permit Pedro, and I'm like, first of all, set your kid down somewhere so I can knock you the fuck out. Like, you're holding a kid and you're going off and being so openly fucking racist. Like, you are such a joke. Why do you have a child? Why did you reproduce? Whose child is that? Honestly, it's better off being raised by a pack of wolves, because at least the wolves aren't going to be fucking racist. So that's just one. And there's a lot more crazy bitches just screaming their fucking lungs out, eyes bulging, and I'm like, are you on your fucking opioids? Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, do you need to get back on them because you're going through fucking withdrawals? Like, I don't understand why people act like this. Like, were you taught to be this way? Were you always this evil? Like, what happened to you? And how can we fix it? Because if you continue to go through life like this, someone's gonna knock you the fuck out. And I'm gonna be there filming, laughing, and not doing anything to stop it. Like, I'm gonna be living my life seeing someone whoop your ass. My neck is killing me. Gosh, you guys. This is a whole ass circus. And I'm trying to think about other topics. This Karen stuff is just it is like what are we living through? Like I hope Trump doesn't get a second term. And if Biden wins, he better have a young, diverse, someone who has a fresh take on politics as his vice president. Like, we need a reset up in this bitch. Like, we need to fucking push the button. We need to fucking, first of all, push reset, we need to, I don't even know what I'm saying. We need to just disconnect the whole game box or the Xbox or whatever. We need to unplug it, take a hammer, smash it, and then drink a nice glass of fucking tea. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. As I mentioned before, on Twitter, I am at TSpillTony, and leave a review, 5 stars preferably, on Apple Podcast. And make sure to subscribe on Apple or follow on Spotify for any podcast updates. And hopefully I'll be posting my next episode sooner than later. I've been uploading frequently during the week, so I hope I continue to do that. And hopefully the podcast uploads correctly so you guys can listen to the entire thing and just fucking enjoy all the tea. All right, you guys, I'll see you all in the next one, and have a fabulous Tuesday. Bye, everyone.